Week two, I think I might need Gamblers Anonymous.
All gamblers know that tone.
That is the last chance you got on a Sunday evening, bro. That is the last.
I really think I need Gamblers Anonymous. I think we all need Gamblers Anonymous. Because of how many tickets we hit week one? How many?
Is it gambling or is it stealing?
Some. Bet365 is
two,
bad.
Two things.
Angry.
Is it chugging?
Two things can be right.
Right?
That's your line to stop.
Right?
Yeah, that's your line. That's your
Come
line.
On, man. We here.
Tight shit.
That's what we it here. Is, man. Let's take it on to week two.
We want week two.
Breakdown.
If
analysis.
If week two is like week one,
it's over with.
Fuck that dinner with Jay-Z.
Still fuck that dinner with Jay-Z, bro.
No. For real though.
What, you do it?
Do you have dinner with Jay-Z?
Bro, I already think that guy's
for 20
mad.
Grand. 20. 10 grand. 20. 5 grand.
This guy's trying
2
to,
grand.
This guy's trying to pimp his niggas out.
2K.
Mad cheap.
Bro. 2K. 2K.
Pimp his niggas out for dirt cheap.
2K, I could drop on a week 2 parlay and turn that into 18 at least.
Bro, 2,000. 1,000?
I'm taking 5 bills over that dinner, bro.
I don't know about the 5 bills.
No, I'm going to tell you why I don't know why about the 5 bills. I don't know about that guy Jay-Z, bro. He seems way too
tripping.
Sus.
You're tripping.
After what Nas did, after I heard what Nas did to him. And Cock
what, fuck, what did Nas do?
Cock to him.
Okay, but that's time, bro. All right, let's get to what we know.
Week Football.
Two. Week 2. Wait, Brandon?
You know what we got, Sonny?
Tell me what we got, bro. Tell me what we need.
No, I'll tell the viewers what we got here for week 2 for these games.
The viewers.
Three things. Breakdown. Analysis.
Yes.
Detail.
Yes.
That's what we're going to go through in these games right here.
Why would you go to First Take, Undisputed, anywhere else when you got us?
That'd be foolish.
And we make you money. Can you believe that?
The only source that wants to make you money, not no media. You don't need to say something outrageous to...
Yeah.
To get a reaction.
And we won't even clickbait. We actually feel how we feel.
Yeah.
If you hear something crazy, we actually feel that way.
We do.
But yeah, let's get to
let's
this.
Kick it away on a beautiful Thursday evening, September 12th.
By the time this is out, might be the day of.
For sure.
Might be the day of, yeah.
For sure.
September 12th, we got good AFC matchup, divisional matchup.
AFC East.
Miami Dolphins at home versus the Buffalo Bills, two of Sonny's favorite teams featured on Thursday Night Football.
Loves them.
Yeah. Sonny, what do you think?
All I know is, so that the over is crazy on that, right?
The over is at 48.5.
Okay, yeah. That's a really good prop. Really good prop. Receiver reception bet.
I mean, Tyreek over 75 is basically an automatic bet in any game.
75 touchdown. Call it.
No, this one's a tough one, though, for me.
I don't know about the touchdown.
75 is easy, though.
75 is a lock.
75 is easy. Prop for that
Josh Allen over 200, lock.
I don't know about, you see, I just don't know about Miami winning this game. Man.
Josh Allen scoring a running touchdown.
I don't know about Miami winning this game either.
Yeah, I really don't. Like they play poorly. Very sloppy game at home.
I would not take the money line either way.
I think the Bills win this game, though.
I know, but would you take it?
Yeah, I would take it. 1,000%.
If I was betting on Thursday, 1, which I'm not.
But then again, I can never take the Bills. I can never bet on the Bills. But what I could bet on is Josh Allen score touchdown running.
Yeah.
And like you said, 75.
But James Cook finna have one too.
I like James Cook over 50 at least.
Receptions, man. I'm telling you, receptions is where we make a living.
Yeah. Does he play as well as a passing or receiving back as well?
I don't know. Dalvin? I don't know about James Cook.
Where?
But someone on that team has got to get the receptions. You got to find out who it's going to be.
Who did it last game? Let's see.
I don't know.
Josh had 18 completions. Get into the detail of this shit, but I haven't followed this game a little bit. Coleman with 4. Shakir with 3. James Cook with 3. Mac Hollins with 2. And Curtis Samuel, too. They're Valdez-Scantling, too.
If we go off trends, too, I mean.
A bunch of mid guys over there.
If James Cook's receptions is at 2.5, take it. If it's at 1.5, please take it.
Screen game. Screen game.
So who were they playing last week? Arizona?
Yeah.
They were playing Arizona, and they had a really good red zone percentage. They scored 34 points.
I think the Bills win that game. They always do, though.
They had 130 rushing yards in their first game. Fair. They held Arizona to 146 passing yards, which is pretty crazy.
But it is Kyler, though. And he was moving squidgy.
They did give up 124 rushing yards, so I see a big prop play ever. I mean, either Devin Achane or Mostert, one of them to go over.
Receptions for Tyreek. Easy. Because isn't Waddle injured?
He came back to the game. He got concussed and came back. See if he actually got diagnosed.
Even Achane.
Get I mean, Miami was playing Jaguars, so I don't know how much this stat counts, but their third down percentage was 20%, which is fourth in the league on defense.
Oh, okay.
Miami's lucky to win that fucking game.
They should have lost that game, quite frankly. It should be 1-1.
I don't know what kind of shit that was.
Jalen Waddle was healthy.
Yeah. No, he got hurt during the game.
Yeah, he came back, though. His concussion, they were suspecting.
Achane had 24 yards rushing last game. James Cook had 71.
My lock, my absolute lock for that game is a Josh Allen touchdown.
That's a Lizzie still.
Just lock it in.
I like that.
That's just gonna be like C-Max rushing touchdown that year.
Last year?
Yeah, I think it's just easy money.
I like Buffalo money line. Josh Allen over 200. James Cook over 40 rushing.
A little risky though.
What?
Divisional matchup? They're never easy.
No, they're not.
I mean,
and Miami's since that fucking since that clip of Tyreek getting detained came out, you know, motherfucker gonna be out there.
But yeah, I thought they were gonna do that, but they didn't.
What?
I thought they were gonna do that.
No, the clip came out.
Now. It did come out.
Came out yesterday.
Oh! But didn't everybody know about it before? I knew about it before. But bro, the clip itself.
You didn't watch the clip, did you?
Nah.
So then, bro, you can just act like you don't know what's going on. It was a racist cop.
It's definitely a racist.
We knew that before.
No, we did not know that before. Did you know that, Brandon?
I saw Hillbilly.
Could have been drugs.
I saw the video with Hillbilly Bob before the game. I knew it was a racist cop.
Right. It wasn't a hillbilly. It was a Cuban.
It was a what?
It was a Cuban. Latino guy.
And he tackled Tyreek?
Yes.
Tackled the fucking shit out of him.
Man's like, hey, man, come on, man. Hey, I just got surgery on my knee, man.
That's literally how he talks. He literally dragged him out the fucking car, threw him to the ground.
That's insane. So you think that's going to give the team fuel?
Of course.
Not, instead of everybody thinking, oh, yeah, here goes Tyreek being a dumbass. They were like, oh, shit, bro, that really happened to you and you scored a tuck.
And you know what? He played the bigger man role. He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, mistakes happen. It is what it is. He's like, I hope we could learn from this and change. Instead of saying, man, F these racist ass cops.
Yeah.
You know?
Instead of taking a knee.
Took the high road.
Next game.
Instead of
could you imagine?
But I just have a hard time thinking the Bills lose this game, man.
Yeah, no, I still
Miami
think
played
the Bills
so
win.
Bad, like.
Josh Allen.
You're acting like the Bills played good, bro.
They did play pretty good.
Did they?
Bro. They came
back. Their defense.
They were trailing. They were trailing.
They were trailing.
They were trailing. But
Arizona.
But they turned the tide, though. They turned the tide, though.
Yeah, but look. Arizona didn't even pass to Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, bro, it's not Buffalo's
not that
balls.
Bad, though. Arizona's not that bad. Obviously.
No, I'm saying they didn't even pass to Marvin Harrison, and they were still in that game. And if Kyler threw him the ball when he's wide open, they would have took the lead. And, bro, did anybody expect Arizona to be even close?
Still, man, it's week one. You expect teams to have a slow start anyways.
Arizona, why can't Miami have a slow start?
They did have a slow start. But they got lucky because Travis Etienne fumbled.
They were supposed to lose.
How do you fumble on the 1-yard line?
Javon Holland, he's from Canada.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Putting us on the map.
Why can't the Jags just be good?
They were pretty good up until that point. They don't have a bad quarterback. What the fuck
are you talking about, bro? He played good.
He was dicing them up.
Needed more than 17 points. That's all right. We'll revisit that one at the end of the year. Anyways,
moving on to the other games we have.
I know you don't want to talk about bad quarterback, but
Kirk Cousins sucks.
Kirk Cousins sucks, bro.
Yeah.
He's not worth any penny of that contract. Oh,
he sucks. He sucks. He's terrible.
It's more where that came from. But you'll go on to the next.
You like that? But yeah, with our 1 p.m. games, we have a big slate, 10 games at 1 p.m. Can you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Starting off with Dallas and Saints.
Dallas, easy.
Yep. Love Dallas.
Dallas home?
Nah. Dallas is at home.
Oh, they're at home?
Yep.
Arlington?
Over with.
Yep. Dallas is at home. Over. That's a Lizzie lock with Dak and his new contract coming into play.
So, what we tell you, Jeff. What we tell you, Jeff.
We don't need to break that game down.
And Jeff, what did we tell you about that?
What are you looking at, bro?
Look at the games.
There's Baltimore and Las Vegas up next.
Hold on, Jeff. Remember when you said he's not getting his contract?
What do you need to see, brother?
I'm go Ravens in that game. What were you saying? What were you saying?
Remember when you said Dak wasn't going to get his contract, boy?
Yeah, I got to go Ravens there.
Remember when Dak? Remember when you said Dak wasn't going to get his contract, and now he's the highest paid quarterback in the league? $60 million, higher contract than Deshaun Watson?
You know what?
Certified bum?
Even though Dak is, I'd say, just above average, in my opinion, his contract is 20 times more well-deserved than Jordan Love's.
It's
20 times more.
20 times is crazy. But yo, you got to give Dak credit. He's a good leader.
Exactly. Good That's leader. Why it's worth 20 times more.
And you know what you're going to get with Dak.
He's consistent.
You're going to get dubs in the regular season.
Facts.
And bruh, give him credit, man. He's playing with who? CeeDee Lamb only?
But they got Zeke.
They got Brandon Cooks too.
Yeah. CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks. But it's not like fucking out of this world.
It's not offense. Out of this world, but Brandon Cooks is a great veteran receiver to have as number
he's
two.
He's a great.
And CeeDee Lamb is a phenomenal number one. Yeah.
Well, CeeDee just picking up where he left off is crazy.
But yeah, we got Dallas.
Go to camp.
Obviously a lock.
Yeah.
Baltimore at home against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
Easy revenge game.
Davante Adams under receiving yards.
What do you mean by revenge game?
From last week.
Oh, yeah.
Ravens should have fucking won that game.
Oh, you mean bounce back? Yeah.
Revenge.
Oh, yeah. Ravens are going to slap them.
It's revenge.
Revenge for what?
Revenge from losing the last game. They need the revenge. So they're going to take it out on Vegas. That's their 100% revenge.
They're going to.
That's their revenge, the source, man.
But isn't revenge when they do something back to the person that harmed them?
No, it doesn't have to be that way.
It doesn't have to be. It's revenge against the league. No.
There you go.
Revenge against the betters.
Jerome? Banks? Mr. Banks?
Come on, bro.
Mr. Banks.
So we can all agree that Baltimore is a lock as well. Minus 3.5.
Can we all agree?
The spread is minus 9.5, but I like
Derrick Henry touchdown. Derrick Henry touched on every single game of the year.
Did he score last game?
Yes. Yep.
And then the game after that, we have a very tricky one. Giants and Washington.
Not that
Washington
tricky.
At home.
Not that tricky.
Washington by all day. Clap.
Not that tricky at all.
Washington. You really think?
Washington by clap.
You don't
clap.
Think any chance?
No. Not Giants. Even a single fucking chance. The Giants suck.
Bro, they are.
I'm surprised.
They are bottom three. They are bottom three.
Who's the other two?
Carolina.
And?
Shit. Good question.
Come on, buddy.
That is a good question.
Who is the third worst team in the NFL?
You should
Broncos?
Know this.
Nah. It's, I mean, they're creeping, though. They could be the fourth.
It's not one. Arizona, I would say.
Atlanta.
I can't say Atlanta's the third worst team.
Yeah, I'd have to see more.
They played like shit.
And they also played a healthy Steelers. They played a healthy Steelers defense.
So what?
No, yeah. Kirk should have won that game, though.
Oh, 1,000%. I am not going to discredit.
Yeah. Y'all, look. Oh, my God. Kyle Pitts? Bijan Robinson? Now Kirk Cousins is there? And what they do? They look like the exact same Atlanta Falcons. The literal exact same Falcons.
They did play a really like at
their. Oh, and their defense.
They played a top three.
Oh my God, their defense.
Their defense played well.
Oh, did they?
They gave up 6 field goals. They didn't even give up a touchdown.
Yeah, they didn't give up
a touchdown. Against Justin Fields.
That's still good.
Bro. Certified bum
bro, quarterback. Chris Boswell hit like 3 50 pluses, bro. Like,
I'm just saying. Any turnovers? They couldn't get a turnover?
The guy Fields played a pretty conservative game. He did not push
all he could do. Fields credit.
That's all he could do.
Yeah.
Never give Fields credit.
Dink and dunk.
They had one pass to George Pickens down the field.
Thank God for that. For fantasy.
Nah, man. I know you're not just hyping up Atlanta now. Either they're shit or they're not.
It's not Atlanta. It's Kirk Cousins.
Okay, were the Jets shit last year?
Yes. Last year, yes.
Yes. Defense was good, right? But it's all Zach Wilson, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. You're shit. If you don't have a quarterback, you're shit.
They're shit. And yes, Washington should
win. I think Kirk could string some games together. I don't think Zach Wilson can.
Go bet on him again. Go do it. Be my fucking guest.
Take them next week.
Take them next week. I know I'm not taking them ever again. I'm not letting nobody convince me that they're good. They're never good. They are never good.
Unless they play Carolina this year, I'm not taking
Unless them. They put in Phoenix, they're not going to be good.
That's facts.
Kirk Cousins is going to write this wrongs, bro.
No, he's not.
You fucking go. Go. Go get him to help his wrongs.
I kept saying that through the game, and then he threw a pick.
You literally watched that whole game.
You know what's the funny part? I came home for break. Mads talking shit about Chicago.
I wasn't talking shit.
Jeff in the background. Oh, and I'm not worried about Atlanta.
I know the whole time.
You know what? Like, that gave me false confidence, bro. Because when he said that, I said that in my head, too.
At that time of the game, I wasn't worried, though.
Me neither. They were up.
I was not worried at that time of the game. Were you worried?
They were up 10-6, Jeff, and they lost.
The only time, 18-10.
Yeah, bro. That's like, come stupid. On.
They were up 18-10 and they
lost. No, they were up 10-6.
They're fucking shit, man. I wasn't surprised.
They didn't score.
Garbage ass Atlanta. That dome, man. That fucking arena.
That dome is cursed.
It's fucking it's dark cursed. As fuck. No one could catch or see shit. And they fucking play like it.
But did you see the ducks that Kirk threw, though? Like,
that's your boy, man!
It is.
I really wanted to stay away from that game.
That's another quarterback. That. Another quarterback right there who's not worth his contract.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He's coming back from a pretty bad injury. So
again, then stay the fuck home, bro.
He's got to eventually get back on the field.
They did say that nobody has ever injured or tore their ACL. Or was it ACL? Achilles? Achilles and played to start the next season.
What about A-Rod?
They said mid-season, though. It was week 8 when he
tore. Oh, was it? I didn't even know that, so.
It was week 8 against Minnesota.
I thought it was early.
So. Green Bay.
Yeah, we should fact check that. But
that's what the announcer said.
Anyways, moving on. Washington will beat Giants.
You agree with that, though?
I do, but I don't know. There's just some scary. Like you do, though. Some scary about how bad Giants played. Week 1. So, I don't know. But the game Giants after that.
Who's home?
Washington.
Yeah, bro. Just stop. They're going 0-17 now?
Yeah.
Giants might steal a win somewhere. If they play If they play Carolina, they'd win.
That would be... I think that's a game, bro.
It's a fucking barn burner.
Isn't it in Germany?
No way they would do
that. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I think it is, bro. I saw some memes where it's like, yo, Germany's going to start World War IV again.
That's an actual barn burner.
That's torture, bro. I wouldn't let my worst enemy
win. Barn burner, for sure.
But yeah, the next game is also a lock, which I may include on a parlay.
What?
Chargers versus Carolina, my favorite team to bet against.
What the fuck? What is that even paying, man? Chargers look good, yo.
Yo, bro, it's paying pretty decent. It's -6 only.
Taking that game?
Yeah, I'm taking that. Yeah. Carolina is by far the worst team in the league this year.
That's your boy, Chase Young.
Chase Young? You mean Bryce Young?
Bryce Young.
Don't even All right, you know name. What?
You said A. I think they're going to be good this year.
I did say that. I'll admit.
Bro said that 2 weeks ago to turn around and say, my favorite team to bet against.
Yeah, after I saw what Bryce Young was doing, running into his own offensive lineman and he throwing 10 yards past the receiver.
He can't see, bro. Bro, people give Kyler shit, but yo, Bryce?
Bryce is bad, bro.
Kyler that has to be good. The worst. No, no. Kyler Murray is actually a good quarterback.
For his size and his length.
Not even for his size, bro. He's just good.
For playmaking ability.
But also his size, though.
Even without size, he's like, no, you could put him.
It's harder for them.
He played better than Kirk.
Played way better than
Kirk. But it's, okay, just chill. Just chill. I'm saying it's harder for smaller
quarterbacks. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's harder for people that size, quarterbacks that size to
excel. But he's still.
That's what I'm saying. He's so good because he's like, even for his size.
But what I'm saying.
I'm saying take away the size and just put him up against every other quarterback. He's still.
But how bad was Kyler before, though? Before his injury, how bad was he?
He was never really bad.
I think you guys are missing the point, bro.
What?
Bryce Young is fucking garbage.
That's where we're at.
No, like, don't even put Kyler in a comparison. Yeah, that's not a comparison. Mad disrespectful to Kyler.
Kyler's better than Kirk Cousins.
I'll admit, I was wrong. I thought Bryce Young, after a horrendous season one, you know, will have a little bit of a resurgence with this team. You have Adam Thielen. DJ Chark.
Yeah, last year.
But yo, is Adam Thielen that good, yo?
He was fucking good for Kirk.
That's different. He had Stephon Diggs there and shit, too.
Yeah, bro. That's next game.
It's just crazy. I've never seen a team that bad. And then the next game is Colts versus Green Bay. With Malik Willis scheduled to start.
Max bet against Malik Willis. The guy does not play football.
But, apparently, in Packer training camp, they're saying that they're pushing for Jordan Love to return.
They'd be fucking retarded to do that.
No, no.
Colts win.
Yeah, pay him all that money and let him fuck up his leg.
They would be stupid if they do that. So, but Matt LaFleur was saying that word for word.
That's a fucking dog right there, though. Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Could ball out.
Yep.
He could ball out, bro.
He balled out. He balled out week one, that's for sure.
Brandon, come on, bro.
He balled out.
Brandon, come on, bro.
What? He did, though, until he got injured.
He was not playing good before he got injured.
Be better than Jalen Hurts?
No, he wasn't, Jalen Hurts destroyed him that game.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did not. He threw some. Jalen Hurts should have had, like, six picks.
Nah, you tripping.
He should have had six picks.
You tripping, Wody.
Jalen
Hurts was 20 for 34, 278. Two touchdowns, two picks.
Two picks.
Jordan Love was 17 for 34, 260, two touchdowns, one pick, one sack.
Man, Jalen also had 33 on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And he threw a dot to Saquon, a dot to A.J. Brown.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen had over 300 total.
Oh, Leslie, but what about the picks?
He had two?
Two. Two? He's lucky they did not score touchdowns.
Okay,
he closed out the game. Wow, yeah. That closing stretch was great. A couple tough first downs.
That's what matters the most.
This is exactly what happened last year. Motherfuckers ignore when the guy plays like shit. Because they won.
Bro, he didn't play. They won the game.
He didn't play his best game, though. He didn't play his best game.
He started off bad, but he made up for it throughout the game.
His picks were.
And you saw those throws that should have been picked off, like the one to Jair. That was a pick six.
I mean,
that was literally a pick six.
Jordan Love threw the same type to
N'Kobe Dean. Jordan Love threw like three of them.
N'Kobe Dean. That was literally a walking touchdown.
I don't want to hear this, Jordan.
We're talking about a second year starter and a vet.
We're talking about the highest paid quarterback.
Jalen Hurts was the highest paid quarterback.
Not anymore.
His contract is not up yet. Watch when his contract's up. He'll get the same amount of money. The exact same. You know that.
Well, let's see what happens for the icon himself.
Got injured by a dirty player.
It wasn't dirty.
It wasn't dirty as fuck.
I don't know why he was twisting himself up like that.
Yeah, bro. He always does that.
Why was he twisting his leg? What are you doing? Pulling his leg.
Take the sack, bro.
Pulling his leg. They're trying to get him down.
Bro, he's literally twisting his leg on the floor.
He wasn't, bro.
Grabbing it like this.
Damn.
Breaking his fucking knee.
Nah, bro. I ain't never seen a nigga as biased as you, bro.
Yeah, no. It's actually crazy.
You watch that clip. You watched that. You're telling me that happened to Tom Brady? That wouldn't be seven flags and a toss out the game?
No, it wouldn't.
First of all, that's
seven flags and a toss out the game. Book it.
Bro, they used to glaze Tom Brady. The guy fumbled and they said, ooh, he took the ball. Like, they used to glaze him. They said, ooh, he took the ball. Bro, let the ball go.
Patrick Mahomes? That happened to Patrick Mahomes? You're telling me that's like eight flags?
It's not a flag, bro. They're not
Taylor Swift? Cussing him out?
What do you want me to say here, bro? You're talking about the...
with the facts.
You're talking about people who get glazed by the league.
Yeah. Don't worry.
They're not called fairly.
I'm just saying that was dirty, bro.
Wasn't dirty.
What do you want him
to
do?
You're on the fucking ground.
Don't try to grab the quarterback that's right in front of you. What do you want him to do?
Why are you twisting up his legs?
He wasn't, bro. He wasn't. Jordan Love was like, oh, let me try to make a play here while my legs...
I'm biased. We have an Eagles fan and a Bears fan, and I'm biased. Bro, I'm biased.
I'm calling what I saw, bro.
You clapped when he fucking got injured.
No, I didn't. You're fucked.
Yes, you did. You said hooray.
Bro,
No, that's not what I did. I was like, yeah.
Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go.
Fucking heads were starting to turn and shit. God damn.
Police is quiet. Let's fucking go.
That was a sad sight to see, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I know y'all saw the fucking Aaron Rodgers sighting. That spin around to the sideline. Throw. Brandon.
What spin around to the sideline?
Some of the rollout.
Yeah.
The rollout to Reed on the sideline there.
That's good, bro. What did it get him? Aaron Rodgers
used to... If he did not get injured...
You know what?
That was a Hail Mary, bro.
Aaron Rodgers used to do that and get a dubs with it.
Did he get injured the next play? Is my question.
Bro, he didn't need to contort himself, bro.
Blame
the quarterback. Why was he trying to escape the sack so bad?
He's trying to win the fucking game. He's a competitor.
Maybe just take the sack when you're wrapped up by fucking four people.
Competitors get hurt. This is what happens. It's the name of the game, man.
Anyways, next game. San Fran and Vikings. Vikings
San
at home.
Fran, easy. Dubs.
I just don't like the way the odds look in that game, though.
Follow the odds if you want.
Something is fishy about that game.
You're telling me the San Francisco 49ers, who had Sam Darnold on their team, don't know how to play him? You must be retarded.
Nobody.
No, of course.
You must be retarded.
Not a single person said those words, though. Like, you literally made up
those words. You're scared of odds, but let's look at facts.
Sam Darnold used to be on...
That's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you, like, he said, he was trying to say that we said that, and I said, nah.
You said you're scared of the odds. The odds. Fuck the odds. Look and use your head. Brother, fuck the odds.
Brother, did I say I was afraid?
Yes, you did.
I said those are just a little fishy.
You did not say fishy. You were scared. You said you're scared of the odds. You have nightmares of the odds when you sleep. I'm telling you to be a man and open your third eye, buddy. Open it, because right now it's shut. It's actually not shut. It's like blue. Like the color is blue. Because you're blind there. You know those old blind...
I wonder what blind people actually see, though.
No, they don't see anything, Jeff.
Okay, but like...
I hate to break it to you, they don't see shit.
Okay, but like right now...
They see...
Right now...
When you go to sleep, that's what they see. Just black.
No, Jeff, close your eyes. That's what they see.
No, you're officially blind. I can kind of see shit, though.
You're officially blind.
I can kind of see shit, though.
Yeah, you're seeing your eyelid.
Nah, something's just wrong with him, bro. You're seeing fucking images and shit.
Nah, like,
you see your inner eyelid. That is what you're looking at.
I wonder how that feels, man.
Anyways. Yes, San Francisco, Sam Darnold. They already know how he plays, and he's not that good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy money. You just saw how they did the Jets, man.
Why are you acting like I'm not going to take San Fran, bro?
You're not.
The odds, bro. I'm just telling you.
You're not even touching that game. I can guarantee you're not even touching that game. Anyways, on to the next game. We have our upset of the week, I believe.
Shout out to the Vikings for winning last week, though.
The Giants suck.
Still.
Did you see Daniel Jones' performance?
Motherfuckers didn't take him. For some reason. When we all should have taken them instead of Atlanta.
I mean...
Yo, bro, I really thought Atlanta was going to win that game, man.
Me too.
Like, I genuinely... I guess you did,
too. I did, too. I'm a fucking idiot, too.
Yo, in your... Yo, you didn't think they'd win, though?
My gut was saying
no. Do you remember the first drive of the game, though? When they came out, they had all the play action and Bijan was
scripted.
Like,
what are you talking about? Scripted plays.
Yeah.
Drives.
Nobody's though.
Such a shame.
They lost to who the fuck was the Pittsburgh coach? Arthur Smith. Oh my God. We're so retarded.
Yeah, we didn't know that though.
We're so stupid. We did know that.
I didn't know Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith's revenge game.
I didn't know Arthur Smith when
they
played.
See, that I didn't know.
We were watching and then he popped up. And then he popped up.
That's the fucking
The Perk only scored 18 points anyways. It was the defense.
Yeah, but he knows the team, you know?
Yeah.
He knows that offense.
That is true, still.
He gave Mike Tomlin that scouting report.
Ryan, I thought Raheem Morris was going to set the fucking team up.
That guy sucks, bro. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. We have Cleveland versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville's -3, but I believe Cleveland has a bounce back game and wins.
Who's at home?
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. They deserve a win. Cleveland, I don't know about them, bro.
I can't. I got to go Jacksonville, bro.
I don't know. I have a weird feeling about
after
that.
After I saw how Deshaun walked back to the line every play after throwing a ground ball.
As he's still throwing those, huh?
He's throwing fucking ground balls.
Like a cricket player.
That's his favorite receiver. Like a baseball player. His favorite receiver is the ground.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeudy played okay, though.
And their running game doesn't look good.
Wow.
No Nick Chubb. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Jerome Ford.
What you expect?
Some motherfuckers drafted Jerome Ford to take...
The snaps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy money.
It doesn't always work, you know?
It doesn't, still.
So you guys think Jacksonville?
Yeah. You're with Browns?
I think Browns will get a rebound.
It's not a bad bet.
Jacksonville at home, I think they're due a win, man.
That's probably a game.
To be honest, that's going to be a very low-scoring game, though.
Yeah, total set 41.5. Yeah,
what I would take, if you're a risky guy, it's not that risky, though. I think this is a literal ultra instinct bet. Trevor Lawrence fumble.
Damn.
Miles Garrett's getting a hand on the ball.
Yeah, for sure.
You already know Trevor Lawrence has a fumbling problem. No better bet to take.
You know, I'm very interested about your opinion on this game, Sonny.
So,
Seattle versus New England.
Yo, honestly, bro.
New England might win that game, yo.
Are we home?
Yep.
After I saw how Seattle played in the first half, bro, I just...
Hey, you see Gonzalez.
He's a guy.
He ain't no joke, man.
But we knew that, though, before he got hurt.
Bro, he was
a star on your team. Bro, he was first-round draft pick. Like, he's not supposed to be a bum.
This is his second year, though. Bro, and he's locking up Jamar Chase?
Brother. He literally...
Jamar Chase.
Hear me out.
And Joe Burrow.
You guys needed a quarterback and drafted a safety. Like, that's real Patriots shit. That means the guy must have been nasty.
Look, let me say something, bro. Let me tell you something about my team, bro. One thing that we'll always have is defense. I was worried about it going into this year because we lost Bill Belichick. But the mayonnaise held it in check.
Yeah, and Judon.
We lost him too, but could you tell? I couldn't tell. We don't need that guy. So we make the players. The players don't make us.
Are the Patriots that good or the Bengals that bad?
I'm literally telling you right now that our defense will forever be good.
Yeah.
Because that's the Patriot way.
Understood. Do you think the Bengals are bad, though?
I think they had a bad game.
Can I talk about the Patriots a little bit?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
You go crazy. Do your thing. I actually
the motherfuckers were telling me relish, ketchup, mustard are all good condiments. When really all you need is fucking mayonnaise. And that game
that's
was proof of that.
Crazy.
All you need is mayo. A big bottle of mayonnaise?
Bro, you don't know how much I hate the fact that you just did that, bro.
I'm telling you, bro, what you put on your bread, bro?
Yeah.
What do you put on your bread? Your fucking buns. Dude. Pause. What do you put on the buns? Pause.
I put ketchup, bro.
You smear ketchup on the fucking buns, man? No, you fucking don't.
I don't put mayonnaise there, bro. I don't really eat that white shit, to be honest.
It's not semen, bro. It's fucking mayonnaise.
I'm just saying what I don't do. I just
fucking white shit. Fucking white shit. It's edible.
Bro, I don't want beef with you. I'm just saying what I don't do. I just don't eat that white
when
shit.
When you have a McChicken, what do you have?
I tell them to take the mayo off.
What's
bro?
The best no, part? No, you don't, bro.
I ain't getting the
when you have a Junior chicken, what do you...
I scrape that shit off with a knife, bro.
Fuck up. You're
you
not
know
who
I do it like?
Bro.
Yeah, I do it like...
No one does that.
I do it like Wayne, bro. Like Wayne.
You're not Wayne,
like,
bro.
Like Noel West. That's how I do it.
When you have a fucking JBC. Will you wipe it off the mayo on that too? No, you are not.
When I take the,
you eat that shit fucking whole one bite.
When I take the, when I take the tomato off, all the mayo flies off with it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
That's such so cap, bro.
Okay, bro, I actually don't like mayo though.
Yeah, but you'll eat it in those sandwiches. In those sandwiches, you're fucking.
Yeah, stop lying, bro. Why are you lying? Who are you lying for? Now, who are you lying for though?
Ask AK.
AK is just there to laugh with you, bro.
Yeah, you fucking laugh, buddy.
Don't laugh, buddy.
AK's my boy.
Laugh/lap buddy.
AK's my boy, bro. Chill out.
Yeah,
we know, bro.
All right, bro.
All I know is y'all eat mayonnaise.
I think
everybody likes mayonnaise.
I don't. Can I not like?
That's why you don't win. You need some mayonnaise. Your team could use Gerard Mayo.
His team won though, technically.
You wouldn't take Gerard Mayo over Sirianni? Be straight with me.
I would.
Yeah, Gerard Mayo's a player's coach.
You wouldn't take Bill Belichick?
What the? Why are you asking dumb questions though?
I'm asking you factual questions. I'm giving you questions. Those. I'll tell you two things those coaches have in common.
What is that?
Mayonnaise.
The fact that you just dropped it.
What I mean by mayonnaise, see, that's the thing. You got to trip. You trip it up.
That one was crazy.
You think about actual mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is the secret sauce is what I'm talking about.
Hellman's.
It's not Hellman's. It's like the Krusty Krab secret formula. And that formula is what makes our defense so good.
All right. I agree. Patriots have a good defense. But I think later on in this episode, we'll discuss.
He's lost his fucking mind. Yeah.
What the fuck you mean, bro? That was bars.
He's lost his
mind. That was a journey I took you on, man. But yeah, that being said.
What you mean by that, bro? Like
a journey I took you guys on.
I ain't coming on that journey with no nigga, bro.
Okay, yo, you were extra homophobic, bro. That's crazy, man. That wasn't even close to.
Bro.
That deserve a pause, Brandon?
He took you on a journey?
No, you're just overreacting.
Okay, but he took you on a journey, though.
No, bro. Can you fuck off? He didn't mean it like that, bro.
Who the fuck? So when you have a sex with a woman, you tell her you took her on a journey?
That's different, though. As a woman.
No, is that what you tell her? That's what he's asking you, bro. Is that what you tell her?
Took her on a trip around the world.
I don't know, bro.
You're weird, bro. You're weird,
you youngsters, bro.
Youngsters, no.
With your slang and shit.
Nah.
Your gay phobia.
The youngsters don't have gay phobia, bro. They embrace that shit.
Well, you
young. I was OG, bro. Listen, I'm from a different generation, bro.
You're from a younger generation.
I'm from a different generation.
You're from a new generation still.
You're from that new generation.
Y'all crazy.
The misunderstood
that thriller generation.
Thrasher.
Chill.
Thrasher.
Don't wild out. Don't wild out.
But yeah, who is winning? Pats?
You Seattle. Guys playing Seattle.
We could lose that game, right?
DK Metcalf, legacy game.
Why are you
coming
saying
up.
That? They're not that good, bro.
They're good enough.
DK Metcalf,
Bengals historically always have a slow start.
Yeah.
That's
in the statistics, bro.
They're going to have a bad season.
That could have just been. Statistics.
Bengals are not having a good season.
Yes, they are.
They have no defense.
Don't get it clicking, bro. Relax.
You don't have a single body there.
Seattle could win. I wouldn't take the Patriots, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Patriots won. Because we like that.
Okay, what's your play in that game?
Briskets.
He just said.
Interception.
I didn't hear him say that before, to be honest.
Next game is Jets and Tennessee Titans. Titans at home.
Jets, easy money.
Jets are
clapping.
Minus 3.5.
I don't even know why
Jets
it's so cheap.
Jets by... Clap
because there's a trap there.
No trap.
I'm telling you, there's a trap there, bro.
There's no check.
They do got a.
There's no check.
It feels like they got a fucking trap there still.
There's a
fucking
trap.
There was no check.
That line is looking trappy as fuck.
But the Jets win that game easy. That's not even a thing.
Well,
Breece Hall over for sure.
So I don't know about that, bro.
What do you mean he snapped?
Yeah, she did pretty well yesterday.
Did he? What was the stats? I actually don't know.
Not to pull it up right now. I checked them after we left the game yesterday.
So. His stats was 16 attempts, 54 yards, one touchdown. And he also had 5 receptions for 39 yards.
So whatever.
I mean,
total yards
defense,
he had.
I mean, just under 100.
93.
Were the Bears able to rush?
We'll get to the Titans?
In the second half, they were a fuck.
We'll get to that.
DeAndre Swift was jumping over.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Anyways.
Yo, you still want to trade for...
No.
You want a tight end?
No. We good over...
Yo, what running... You said you had running backs.
I have running backs.
Okay, who's the other running back?
I have three running backs.
We'll live trade right here.
I have three running backs.
Who you have, bro?
Saquon.
Okay, I'm not...
Rashad White.
I don't know about that guy.
He had a good game.
He had a great game still. Honestly, he cut his hair.
Yeah, I made a mistake by leaving him on the bench, to be honest. And DeAndre Swift.
Okay, I'll give you...
Yeah, you like that running back room, though.
That's a pretty good running back
room. All right, Kincaid. You want to know my receiving room?
No. I'll give you Kincaid. All right, bro. Kincaid for Rashad White.
That's low-key kind of fair.
Put the trade in.
Just?
That's low-key kind of fair, still.
No, it's not fair. Don't instigate, bro. I was going to decline that.
The fuck you making me put it in for it, bro? You can just tell me to my face. I need a running back, man. C-Mac's injured.
You going to let bro do you up like that?
Pause. See, that's a pause.
That one is crazy, bro.
What?
That one is crazy.
What did I say, bro?
Gay ass.
But like, what did I say, though?
You said you're going to let bro do you up like that?
Some gay shit, right?
But yeah, Jets will win.
Yeah, Jets.
Yo, real talk. So, you guys think Calvin Ridley has a good game?
No.
Against Jets, he almost had a good game.
Sauce
a little bit injured, by the way.
Yeah, but their defense. How is injured good, bro.
Though? Like injured, not that injured, but I think like sneaking.
I'll tell you why the Jets defense sort of. Got in shambles at the end of the game. It's all the running, man.
Bro, man, the Niners have been doing this shit for like five years.
Niners,
bro,
Niners. See, nah, the thing with the Niners.
They're fucked.
Their running formations are unstoppable.
No, it's the Shanahan guy, man. He's
the
crazy.
The sweeps are actually unstoppable.
Bro, and then you got fucking Trent pulling and shit, man. It's over with. Like,
he gets injured every single game, though, bro. He walked out. Bro, you know how many times I looked on the TV and seen every single year? Trent Williams walking into the locker room.
Yeah. Well, he actually played all the snaps. He needed
oxygen.
Was it oxygen? He IV.
Oh, okay. First game of the season.
Yeah, he didn't play all three games.
Yeah, first game of the season. He held out. It's always tough. So.
Held out all year.
Next game we have Detroit and Tampa Bay.
This is a tough one, man.
No, it's not. Detroit.
Detroit's gonna smoke them like Tuukka Pack.
Okay, do you remember?
It is a revenge game, though.
Do you remember when we took Detroit last year?
I'm not taking them.
Do you remember when we took Tampa last year? Who did that with me? And fucking Detroit fucking smoked them?
Yeah, it's gonna happen again, bro.
That's when we didn't know Detroit was actually good.
Detroit is actually good, bro.
I believe that.
It's scary.
Do you believe that?
It's scary. Until they play Chicago.
No, honestly, though.
Actually good.
One thing that's worrisome, though, is Rams almost won that game with half their O-line gone.
And Puka gone.
So
by the way, my rebang that night. It's
Matthew Stafford, though. He just loves weird shit.
I had Puka over 40 yards. This guy goes and injures himself at 36.
That's crazy. Still one reception. One dig route.
At 36, he
one
goes
drag route.
Then he comes back into the game to run around and then leaves permanently.
Yeah, but hold up. But that's Matthew Stafford, bro. The guy's been winning with
Matthew Stafford's whole life. Nasty.
Brother, he had no O-line, man.
He does weird shit, man. Matthew Stafford does weird shit.
Come on, man. You're going to tell me that's not concerning, though?
No, Detroit's defense is not.
What
and
I
then
do,
Max,
like,
and then
Detroit's defense
and
is
then Goff throwing those picks?
He does that, though.
Goff does do that.
He does that.
But what I also
I'm
like
saying,
in that game...
With the more well-rounded team, it's looking like with the Bucks.
And Bucks offensively are...
Because they won a pretty good game, man.
Bucks offensively are actually pretty...
That's
nasty.
What I'm saying. The prop I like for that game is Mike Evans over and Amon-Ra over. Because he had a bad game.
That's an over game in general, to be honest.
Because Washington was a tough matchup and shit. Baker played a fucking game.
Wasn't that tough of... Bro, not Washington really. Historically for the past year, last year, has a horrible secondary.
They played him tight, though. They played him good.
Baker's good, man. I think we can admit that Baker's actually good.
Play good still. Give him
his credit. He's been playing good for long enough that I can say he's good. It's not a one-off, two-off, three-off.
He was a number one overall pick.
Yeah, Mike Evans, Godwin, they're still there.
Yeah, it was when the dinosaurs were around, though.
Yeah, but he also got drafted
really.
To the Browns.
When did he get drafted?
2016?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think it was 2016.
It was like 2018. No, not even, man. It was like 2019.
No, yeah, man. Trubisky got drafted. No, man.
Let's see.
It must be 2017.
2016.
It's not 2016.
Trubisky and Mahomes got drafted in 2018.
He was in the league before them still.
Yeah.
1,000%.
It was 2018. I know these things.
You did say 2019.
I said 2018.
Bro, you said
2018. I said 2018 first.
And then you went to 2019.
It is 2018.
You were also wrong as well.
It is 2018.
You were also wrong as well.
Trubisky got drafted in 2017?
Top 10. Like, I don't know about Trubisky, yo.
And Mahomes. They got
you're the only one who knows about Trubisky, dog.
The same draft as Mahomes. When did Mahomes get drafted? It's 2017 still. Yeah. Because Bears made it to the playoffs 2018.
Can you continue?
So what? Detroit's winning that
game? I don't know why that guy's name still rings bells, bro. Trubisky.
It rings bells.
Where is he?
He was in Buffalo, no?
Is he still there?
He is in Buffalo, yeah.
Backing up Josh Allen.
I can't fuck with the Bills, bro. I don't even hate them.
How could you? What do you mean you don't hate them?
I don't hate them.
I hate them. Hate them with me.
Nah, bro. You love every team I hate, bro. You're a snake.
All right, so the next game.
What teams do you hate?
You know what teams?
What teams do you hate that I love? Let's do the list.
Dallas.
Okay. That's America's team.
Fuck that. You're Canadian.
My heart's in America.
Fuck off.
Go on.
That's one.
Yeah.
I hate the Packers now.
Why do you hate the Packers?
Because you love them so much.
But that doesn't make sense. You said I love the teams that you hate, but you only hate them because I love them. That's a paradox.
It is a paradox.
Fuck the Packers.
What is another team you hate?
What's a team you hate, man?
The Cowboys.
Okay,
so you said that.
What's the team you love then?
It's not really any
team. You've been loving a lot of teams still.
Nah,
the Bengals? The Bengals?
I don't love the Bengals. We just beat the Bengals.
You love
to Cincinnati. You see how that shit ages, bro? Forever we own Cincinnati. Forever we're on to Cincinnati. Forever. Right.
Billy.
Let us move on. Detroit and Tampa Bay concludes a 1 p.m. slate.
One team, by the way.
The next game is...
I hate them the most, though.
Let the record show.
Rams and Arizona. Arizona at home, and Arizona's minus 1.5.
That game's so tough, man.
I am going to go Arizona.
Rams.
I like the Rams.
Okay.
Rams just because of the historical.
Yeah, but it's the first game. It was one of the first games. Isn't it Kyler's first time playing without Aaron Donald chasing him?
Yes.
Hey, he's going to have a field day.
Nah, but the defense still look good, yo.
Yeah, they did look good.
That defense looked good, bro.
To be honest, they surprisingly looked a lot better.
Number zero? Whoever the fuck that is. That guy's a dog.
They're a lot better than I thought they would have been, the defense.
And Tre'Davious White.
He's a little scrubby.
He's back.
He's not that scrubby, though.
He was once
top five, though.
He let up one touchdown.
Fell off.
He tore his ACL.
I don't know. It's hard to come back from
that.
He let up one touchdown. That was bad. But other than that, he had a pretty good game.
So who you guys going with, Arizona?
I'm going with Rams.
I like Rams.
So the fucking Arizona Cardinals learn how to use their star receiver.
They will, though, man.
Will they? Fuck, you only gave him two targets,
Marvin
man?
Harrison Sr. is going to come out and tell, bro, like...
You give the guy two targets, bro.
That's crazy.
It's the first game of the season, man.
Two targets.
It's silly, but it's the first game of the season.
Nah.
If you get to week four and he has
Kyler 10, did that shit on purpose.
Kyler was looking to run, bro. He finally got his legs back.
So, yeah. So he's going to keep running, ignore his receiver, and then they're going to lose.
Next game's tricky, yo.
Yo?
Pittsburgh and Denver.
Pittsburgh.
Denver at home.
Pittsburgh. Revenge game. Revenge game.
I just can't take
even it. Though, against even Pittsburgh though Fields is playing.
Is he playing, though?
It doesn't even matter who plays there. Doesn't matter who plays.
Steelers are winning.
Bro, their defense is actually great.
What about Denver's defense?
They're whatever,
Denver's
bro.
Nothing.
They're whatever, bro.
Denver is shit.
I don't know. They have superstars at all three levels.
They had a lot of drops. Arguably should have won their game against Seattle.
What the fuck are you talking about, bro? No, they shouldn't have.
If Wilson were playing, this would be a different story. But Wilson is not playing. Justin Fields is playing. They're winning the game.
You think
they're winning? Are you saying Justin Fields is like better than Russell Wilson?
It's because Russell Wilson versus Sean Payton, right? Sean Payton literally knows Russell Wilson inside out.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but I mean, he also knows Fields because who doesn't?
Fields is protected by Pickens and Najee and Firmith.
Firmith. Like he didn't have weapons in Chicago. World crazy.
Did he have weapons? Just DJ Moore.
DJ Moore year, he did, bro.
Just DJ Moore.
Yeah, but your guys' offensive line was as good as the Giants' offensive line, bro.
No, but Fields also was.
Are you talking about blind shades Fields?
Yes.
Yeah. He did that shit on Sunday, but he still won. Fucking guy.
I think he'll be fine.
Prick was ducking wide open.
Where is it? Where is the game?
It's in Denver.
In Denver.
Fuck.
See, that's what.
That's what throws it off. That fucking altitude, man.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Bro, Pittsburgh defense is fucked, man.
Don't bet that game. Actually,
yo, Pittsburgh,
I'm going with Steelers, man.
Pittsburgh defense is actually fucked. They were cooking.
All right.
And then, yo, 425, Cincinnati and KC.
KC by at home. KC by slaughter.
Go grab a slide and let me go.
KC by slaughter. Easily.
Not even a question.
Jason Voorhees, the greatest horror villain of all time, is running, chasing after you.
It's Michael Myers, bro.
Jason Voorhees just fell down a five-story
Michael Myers
building.
Has been dead unofficially for at least 14
years. Voorhees has never died. You can't kill him.
Yeah, but that's the same thing I'm saying for Michael Myers, bro.
No, but he's technically dead.
At least 14.
More.
Yeah.
Easy.
Jason lives 14
prime years as well.
Jason lives in the lake. Drowned.
Michael Myers lives everywhere.
He's drowned permanently. Yeah,
that's the thing. You just don't go to the lake. You just
fam, if we see Michael Myers right there by the door, by the time we try to get out your back door, he's
see, but
right
that's
there.
The problem, though.
So he's an athlete?
Problem, though. Everybody trying
he's
to
a fucking undercover athlete,
no, but
bro.
Here's the thing, though. Everybody's trying to run, though. You think us three couldn't take on Michael Myers during the fucking
I don't know.
Well, I think against a guy who can't fucking die, we'll lose, bro.
Have you ever seen his...
Who said we're not immortal?
Have you ever seen his draft accolades?
No, I've never seen them. I've never
like
seen
them. A parody of all the horror movie villains doing the draft.
4-2.
Michael Myers owns a 4-1-7.
That's insane.
50-inch vertical.
That's insane. 4-1-7 is insane.
His bench press record is like 58.
How
225.
Many, yeah. You don't think...
Imagine that, bro. 58 reps of 225.
Yeah, but Sonny does that shit in his sleep, bro.
Keep a couple of years.
Sonny does that shit in his sleep, bro. Literally, in your sleep.
Actually, I'm pretty sure some NFL players have made it very close.
Yeah, I think they've done more than that.
Yeah,
Donald was fucking retarded. What did he do, like 41?
Let's see how much Aaron Donald did. It's a good...
Do they have to do... Do they all have to do the same weight in the combine?
Yeah,
that's 225.
Yeah, okay. I'm such a pussy, you can't even do that.
I definitely can't do anything near 50. So.
Yeah, but you do what, 30?
Yo, you did 35, bro. That's a lot.
That's a lot, bro.
That's a lot.
Aaron Donald versus Michael Myers might be a matchup. Still.
Bro, this guy had a 4.6 40-yard dash?
Yeah.
Weighing 285 pounds,
had man. A defensive fucking tackle.
Weighing 285
that guy
pounds.
Is literally an alien, bro. He's not human.
32-inch vert?
He's not human.
Bro broke Russell Wilson's finger. He's never been the same.
He broke him.
He broke Russell Wilson.
That was it was over.
Nah, have you ever seen Aaron Donald? Who is it that he sacks? Retarded man.
Kyler.
Kirk Cousins. There's one quarterback where the way he sacks him all the time, he just flings him around, bro.
Kyler.
It's definitely
he destroys.
Oh, it's Kyler.
No, it's Russell. It's Wilson, man.
No, man, he did it to end off the one game. Not the Super Bowl. To get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, Jimmy
ring?
G.
Yes.
Yeah.
Garoppolo,
he destroys Jimmy G.
But that was such an amped moment, though.
Man, yeah, being in that division, get Aaron Donald chasing you two games a year.
It's like torture, bro.
Arizona played it two times.
When they had Von Miller, too, man.
They probably have nightmares about that.
Dude, that was when Von Miller, that was right before his injury. Before
and they had Leonard Floyd at one point.
Yeah, right? You know, the same team, man.
Yeah, that was a squad.
That team, if they all were able to stick together,
I mean, at least they got a ring.
Yeah. It's
all worth it. Anyways, last game, Sunday night, September 15th, the Bears versus the Texans.
I think
the
Bears win this game, man.
Nah.
If the defense plays anything.
Who's home?
Good question. Houston's home.
I think lost.
I just think that the...
Get lost.
I think that the Caleb Williams kid plays better game this year.
Oh, 100%. He didn't even play that bad.
How do you... He played very
terrible.
Bad.
He was ass.
Literally
he was
terrible.
Literally cheeks, bro. Relax, thing, bro. Let's bro, not do that, bro.
He was garbage. Literally terrible,
literally
bro.
Poo. Probably the worst thing I've ever seen. He didn't even throw 100 yards, bro.
Bro, I know he painted his fingernails. Did he paint his hand?
Did he paint his toenails as well?
Like, what the fuck was that?
Honestly,
did he paint,
bro, terrible
did he paint
fucking
his eyelids?
Terrible
his eyes? His pupils?
I'm concerned for the guy. The
guy can see.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, y'all are tripping, bro. What I saw...
Nah. That was terrible, bro.
It wasn't that bad.
It was
below average.
It was the worst end of quarterback play of Sunday.
No, it was not, bro. He had Bryce Young and Daniel Jones.
He's competing with Bryce Young.
Who were we
Daniel
talking about?
Jones.
Who were we
who
talking about?
Who fucking had turnovers. There's so many other quarterbacks. Who
that's all
turnovers.
He did. That's all he did. Not turn over the ball. That's the
and
only
that's
good
one
thing.
Of the biggest things in the fucking league.
Brother, you
brother.
Get 100 yards, brother?
He didn't passing? Need to.
He
didn't need
needed
to.
To.
He
needed
need
to.
Our defense scored fucking 14
that
points
That is not
for
happening
us.
Every game. They got lucky.
It could.
Bet365 lost so much money and they cannot believe how.
Because of that
defense. They cannot
defense.
Believe how they lost that
That's
one.
What you call a properly schemed defense, though. If you want to see how defense is meant to be played, it's not in New England, buddy. I'll tell you that.
Brother.
It's in Chicago.
Oh, man. How dare you say that?
That's
it's
crazy.
In Chicago.
How dare you
this
say that?
This is a crazy kind
of
thing.
You ain't got mayonnaise.
It ain't up in
y'all
Boston.
Y'all ain't got
no mayonnaise. We got Matt. Floos. Coach Floos.
Tell him to teach a quarterback how to throw a ball. We got the
he
same
doesn't
quarterback.
Need to. He's a defensive.
We got the same quarterback.
He's a defensive
Brissette
minded.
Outplayed your quarterback.
That's fine, bro. He can outplay him. He's not going to outplay him all year. I know that.
Better. I really hope he does not outplay
Caleb.
First of all, Keenan Allen drops a touchdown. There's a couple other drops. And we got a 2-point. And in the second half,
but yo,
we got two drives.
Not completing. Only completing 50% of your passes, bro.
Compared to what he looked like in the preseason, that's just a far fall.
If you were to rate his game on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate?
A 4.
That was a 2.
No, it was a 4. No turnovers. And when it actually mattered, he drove the offensive down and got points. Obviously, it wasn't a touchdown.
A field goal?
Yeah, we needed those field goals to win.
How much of those were runs, yo?
Yo,
how much of those were runs, bro?
Go back and watch the tape.
How many passes?
What do I have to say? He had 90 yards, man.
94.
94 yards, man.
Did you see where we were getting the ball, though?
Where were you?
In so many great positions.
Brandon, they have Keenan Allen.
Who got
DJ
injured?
Moore.
Did Romo Dunze even have interception?
Romo Dunze got injured, too.
Oh, I told you guys all you needed was health, man. Fuck. You gotta stop wishing that bad shit on niggas like Jordan Love, bro.
I didn't wish anything on him, bro. It happened.
No, but when you... Bro was like, yes. Yes, I don't have to...
Yeah, play. You don't think any Packer fans are doing that when players on the Bears go down?
Nah, bro. They're
yes, they are.
They're good sports. You
no,
saw the
they're
guys,
not.
You guys saw the guys at the sports, bro. They're not doing that.
Who the fuck cares? They're not rivals like that.
I don't know, bro.
Guy was wearing a fucking cheesehead.
Yeah. So he's going to be happy for Jordan Love to go down?
No. I'm saying, like, when he was watching on Sunday, do you think he was happy with Roman Dunze right now?
I'm pretty sure. If he's wearing a cheesehead, 1,000%.
And Keenan Allen?
Yes.
So they're both out this week?
No, they're going to play. Keenan Allen just has some heel fucking bullshit. Pussy. But Rome has a knee sprain.
Damn, really?
Yeah.
Did he get any reception?
Fucking Velus Jones. I hate that guy, bro.
That guy sucks.
Why is he on the team?
He's a punt returner. That's what he is.
No, he's not. He transitioned over to running back now because he's so shit at receiver.
Oh, like Cordell?
Bro, but Cole Kmet had 4 yards, bro.
Can I see those stats, bro?
Bro, you guys said DeAndre Swift snapped. He only had 30 yards.
Rushing?
Yes.
What about receiving?
He had none.
Damn, bro. I don't know. I saw 3 runs from him in the second half.
Yeah, no, it was just the 3 big runs he had. That's it.
It's 3 runs I saw. They were good.
Good thing you didn't trade. One of the runs was 20 yards, bro.
I think that was the run I saw when he jumped over, bro.
Yeah, bro. Your boy played like shit. And if they play like that again, they're losing that game.
They ain't playing like that again, though.
Your offense. Defense, nobody worry about your defense. Your offense?
That's real defense, though.
Bro.
Run down the sequences. We went down 17-0.
When you have a guy literally handing you the ball, like, here, take it.
He's not fucking handing nothing. That's what you call ball, pressure.
That flutter ball
That's
was...
That's pressure.
Jeff, that flutter ball. What was that?
Bro, either he's taking from the Will sack Levis. For
was that a gift? Brother, that was...
Was that a Christmas gift?
Brother, Caleb went over to the sideline and did shit to get that.
What are you talking about?
That's the only reason Will Levis threw that pass. That's the only reason I
can... Will Levis got the call, bro. All
right, yeah.
You didn't get the call, bro.
Discredit the whole... Discredit the whole defense. Because you guys
We're
don't
not
want to
discrediting
see
the defense, okay, man. Okay.
Will Levis was never supposed to throw that ball unless you... bro, even if he was playing fucking Seattle in 2016.
It doesn't matter. He did, though, because of the pressure. That's what pressure does. It the does quarterbacks not that don't have it. They panic, and they throw picks.
Well, you're playing a quarterback that has it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when it meets that defense.
All right, bro. Yo, just before the podcast, you were saying if we win this game, we get lucky. I don't know how the tone changed already.
Yeah, yeah. I don't. Damn straight. Damn straight. I don't know why you're exposing me when the fuck camera's on and shit.
I told you I think Chicago wins because they have to. He can't play any
Wait,
worse.
Why do you think yeah, they... You impossible. Actually think they win?
Yes.
I don't think Caleb can play any worse.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they'll win. He can
Caleb's
play good.
Caleb's showing out. He's out-dueling. You know what this is going to be? Classic when you guys watch back.
Out-dueling?
Out-dueling.
Oh, man. You guys drank the Kool-Aid.
I didn't say that, though. He's the only one who said out-dueling.
You said they're going to win.
Yeah.
This is what you're
going to
see.
Defense is going to be better.
This is what you're going to see.
Chicago's defense is good, though.
It's good.
They're disgusting. They're not only good. They're
All
disgusting.
Right, bro.
All right, bro. All right, bro. It was one
All
game.
All right, bro.
Yeah, which
Settle
other defense
down, bro.
Did that?
Okay, bro.
Run down the sequence, though.
Bro, how
Run
many
down
boys,
the sequence.
How many hold on, hold on, hold on.
Run down the
He's
sequence.
He's getting wild now. Bro. He's getting wild
hold
now.
On, hold on, hold
down
on.
The sequence.
Minnesota
hold on.
Allowed 6 points, bro.
Ooh, 6 points. That's fucking Daniel Jones.
Bro, you guys played Will Levis.
Yeah.
He fucking sucks.
He didn't play much.
First of all,
Tony Pollard. He sucks too.
That guy was so shit last year.
The guy got a big contract and got shipped off.
Listen, bro. They had 2 drives where they let up. And the second half, Tennessee did nothing. Do you want to run down the defensive sequence? They had a punt return for a touchdown.
That's special
came back.
Teams. That's not even your defense. It's special teams.
Okay, whatever. Special teams, punt return, touchdown. Defense came back. 3 and out. Then we got the ball, scored a field goal. Came back, strip sack. Got the ball again, scored a field goal. Came back, pick 6. Got the ball back, scored a 2-point.
So, hold up.
And then Will Levis got it, pick to end the game. Jalen Johnson. That's the sequence,
so
all in a row.
You're overrating your defense on a good game.
No, I'm not.
After playing a good game. And you're underrating Caleb Williams' bad game.
I'm not overrating the defense. I'm saying they stepped up when it mattered and made the adjustments, which is what a football team is meant to do.
Why couldn't they do that on offense?
They did. When they need to move the ball down the field.
Did they do it?
What?
Caleb Williams had 5 yards in the first quarter.
He's like
okay.
one for 5 yards.
Bro, they had the ball for like 30 seconds.
Whose fault is that?
They had good field position on a couple of those drives, and they didn't.
That's
do nothing
the quarterback,
with it. They
man.
Didn't do nothing
He's
with it. They squandered,
in charge of
and then they
the
squandered
ball.
That fourth down.
That's fine, bro. Let him have one bad game. It's light,
bro. That's what I'm saying. That's what Sonny is also saying.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I am. I'm just saying he had a bad game.
You were saying it was
like,
terrible. It was okay.
You said that it wasn't
it's okay.
that bad.
Yeah, it was
he
a four
did not
out of
play
10.
That bad.
4-10.
He didn't throw 2 bonehead picks. That's for damn sure.
I want to see Young's fucking stats. I want to see Young's stats.
Yeah, go check Bryce Young's stats. Go ahead.
13 for 30.
Yeah.
Similar. 14 for 29 was Caleb.
Okay, 13 for 30. What else?
161 yards. Yeah. Destroyed Caleb there.
70 yards.
Okay, how many
destroyed
turnovers?
Caleb there. And he had a rushing touchdown.
Did Caleb score?
Nope. He had two picks.
Yeah, two picks.
That's his only.
Cancel one
and then go look at the scoreboard as well.
I mean,
they were playing.
Did he put his team in any position to win?
Did his defense?
Saints were scoring so fast.
Six picks.
Saints were scoring so fast that this guy got the ball back in like fucking 40 seconds.
Did
he had what 17 offensive drives in the first half? Of course he's going to get 166 yards.
Did his defense have six picks?
It doesn't matter, bro.
That was the whole reason your scoreboard was different.
Okay.
Yo, I'm just saying Caleb can't go any worse. Can you believe this? That's rock fucking bottom.
That is literal
rock bottom. It is rock bottom.
Like right now when he's walking, he feels rocks cutting his feet.
So he is rock bottom.
I'll tell you why he lost. I'll tell you why he had a shit game. He freshly painted them nails.
Sorry.
He freshly painted them nails.
Okay.
And he couldn't, and he didn't let them dry. So it started smearing and slipping into his hands, his palms, and he couldn't throw the ball accurately.
All right, bro.
What do you want to do?
That was gay.
Good analysis, bro.
Was that not gay? His orange nails? His fucking.
A lot of men do that now.
Bro, he's probably going to get a tongue ring at this rate, bro.
Do you know why he paints his nails though?
I'm really gonna fucking pierce his belly.
What do you mean, Jalen Hurts and his nose ring?
A nose ring? I don't think Jalen has a nose ring.
Does he have a nose ring?
Yeah, he thinks he's fucking Tupac and shit.
When did you see his nose ring?
Off the field?
Oh, he took it off? He took it off now?
Yo, I've never seen him with a nose ring. Yo.
Yeah, go check. He had it back in Alabama.
But something he didn't call in
college. Oh, he took it off now, right?
Bro painted his nails pre-game and looked at his nails and said, I'm ready to play.
And he put the Bears.
I'm ready to play. The Bears. The fucking... Yo, what is that?
That's more gay than a nose ring, yo.
Just supporting his moms, bro. Look into the story on that.
That's can you tell us the story, bro?
No, I don't need to.
Tell us the story, bro. I'm going to play this.
Now we make it gay sentimental, bro? That's crazy, bro.
That's what he does it for.
Bro, okay, yo. Actually, real shit, though.
It's not like he's Drake, who does it for fun.
Okay, real question. Yo, we have a real question.
Or Playboy Cardi, who does it for fun.
Brother. We have a real question.
Playboy paints his nail black, Sonny. What about that? You bumping him on the regs, though.
He's zesty, though.
Yeah.
Yo.
I'll admit the guy's zesty.
Yo, but chill. We got asked a question at a party the other day. Fucked up question. We all answered the question. But, yo, if your family, they need you to do some shit to
somebody. Bro, don't ask no gay-ass question right now, bro. Actually, don't.
You're safe for trying to ask this right now.
Yeah, like, don't ask
It's not no going to work on him, bro.
Is he not going to save his family? Bro, to save
I'm not answering no gay ass question, bro.
Okay,
first
bro,
of all,
one guy said Kobe.
You have to be a F word to be put into that position. And if you even answer that question, you're an F word as well.
He already did Jeff, just give it up. He's not gonna
Well yo, everybody answered the question though.
That's rough, dog.
He's already telling you. You didn't even ask the question and he's already telling you.
Okay, hear me out.
Bro, are you actually going to ask that gayest fucking girl on the podcast, bro?
No,
you're going to stoop to that level?
How am I stooping to what level?
To the LGBTQ?
I'm not going there. I was just asking.
You're going there, bro.
All right.
Whoever came up with that is pretty fucked up.
It was a fucked up person who came up with that.
But,
it makes sense.
Everybody there answered, though.
Yeah, they're fucked for answering.
Yeah, you should.
Including you. And just because everyone did it and you did it and you felt good because everyone else did it, so you felt included, it's not a cool thing, buddy.
Backfired on you.
That's not a cool thing, bro.
You really
because the crowd is doing it?
You were there too, though.
I didn't say it. You said it.
No, but you were there, though. I said everybody.
I didn't answer the question.
No, I didn't answer the question.
You said everybody.
I didn't say me.
Oh, now he denies.
You did this to yourself, bro. I told you not to
ask. He wants to say the question, but now he's saying he didn't answer the question.
What the fuck you started trying to include me in this?
It's because you started saying, oh, yeah, it turned and backfired on you.
It did. It literally did.
Backfired on you.
You didn't even ask the question yet. And he said he turned.
I didn't even say anything. Why is this happening?
You know what I'm not getting into. Play fraud now. You decide to retreat. I was telling you from the get-go. Look around.
When I told you, yo, Jeff, relax.
I let it go. You're crazy. I let it go.
Did you let it go?
It's gone.
You're pretty persistent. You're like, yo, baby.
You get to the last fucking game,
bro. Why does he paint his nails for his mom? Can you tell us?
Just look into the story. It's all
brother.
Last
please.
Game is Philly and Falcons.
Brother, I want to know, man.
You can find that out next episode.
Jeff, can you search that up?
Yeah, I have to, man. Because fuck, he's crazy in his head. Okay. Why does
Eagles versus who?
Caleb.
Falcons.
Williams.
Eagles hurt at home.
Oh! Oh! I love this matchup.
What?
Eagles at home?
Two of Jeff's favorite teams?
He said...
This is Caleb. Yes, let's hear it. Can you read it?
He said she has been doing nails since before he was born and used to paint his growing up.
The fuck kind of saving grace is that? That's gay, man.
William said that he always liked it.
Yo, why did you tell me? You didn't think you were going to pull it up, huh?
When she did it. Caleb said he always liked it when she did it, and now he continues doing it to pay tribute to her and motivate himself.
You are fucking crazy, bro. You are fucking crazy. That does not make it better.
The guy and D-Wade's son are the same.
No, they're not, bro. D-Wade's son is a fucking converted.
Did she paint his toenails as well? Is my question.
Bro, I don't want to know the answer to that. I'm going to have to bet. I have to bet on the guy this season. I don't want to know the answer to that.
Bro's engaged, so.
Bro, gay niggas get married, bro.
They do get married.
They get married,
they
bro.
Diddy got married.
He's a milkman.
Diddy got married, bro.
Brent. Not to things like that, though.
Brother, Diddy had J-Lo.
Diddy is different, though.
Right. Oh, he's different.
All right, bro.
See, Diddy is back from that era. He tried to hide it.
What, Caleb's out there with it?
No. like Diddy is trying to portray a different image than... Caleb is openly saying, yeah, I fucking do support my mom.
He embraces his masculinity.
No, he's not. He's not doing it to say, oh, I'm expressing myself.
He didn't. Bro, that's not what he said, bro. That's not what you're saying is not what he said, though.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying supporting his mom.
He says he likes it.
He said he likes it, bro.
He supported his mom. His mom always used to do it, so he's supporting his mom.
Nah.
His mom's a nail technician, bro.
We forgot, bro. Hey, Jeff, we forgot. Now that he's officially a Bears quarterback, he can't do anything wrong.
It's over
him
with.
Him painting his nails is great. Fine.
Before it was...
It's okay. It's suspect, yes.
No. It's not suspect. He's literally a criminal. He's not being suspected anymore. He's a criminal.
Man, you didn't paint it all year. Then open the night, you had to fucking paint it.
Why are
man.
You making that face? I told you I think they win.
Bro, like, I don't understand. You guys are so switch up. You listen to so many artists that do the same thing.
Oh, which artists do I listen to?
Lil Yachty?
Bro, I don't even listen to him no more.
Oh, you don't listen to him anymore?
Yeah, I found out he painted
his
nails.
Yeah. Playboi Carti? You don't be vibing? You don't be vibing to Drake in the club?
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
They're suspect when they do it, too.
Exactly.
We've said it.
But you guys still bump their music, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What's
your
point? So
if he wins the Super Bowl, then that's still my quarterback, right?
I know, but you were trying to say...
Yes, I have to make it better, bro. I have to. I have to make it better. What do you want me to do?
Just accept it, bro. He paints his nails.
Okay, you know what? At least I'm glad it's not like that guy from Ball, 76ers.
Jalen?
Yeah, he says he does it to like express himself.
Who?
McCain. Something McCain.
Oh, Jordan McCain?
Yeah.
The light skin guy?
Yeah.
I'm noticing a trend here.
But I bet Lil Yachty's dark skin, bro.
There's a few of the darkies, but typically it's the light guys.
ASAP Rocky paints it too. But is he dark skin?
It's all the fashion.
ASAP Rocky, yeah.
ASAP Rocky started
guys.
It, man.
It's the fashion
guy.
It's
people,
the fashion guy.
ASAP Rocky started it, bro.
He actually did.
He started it, and then I saw a whole.
And then look, bro, he's married to Rihanna. Gay niggas get married.
I don't think ASAP Rocky.
I don't think ASAP, bro. Yeah.
You think ASAP Rocky gay, bro?
What, you think he never took Buddy?
Bro.
Yo, you're wild.
What the
bro.
Fuck, bro?
He definitely took Buddy, bro.
You're gay.
Yeah, that's a little suspect.
We gonna go on to the game. That shit got dark.
Last game is Philly and Atlanta.
Jeff, who do you like in this game?
I have to.
Do you think this is gonna be a tough game? Who's home?
Philly.
Easy work, man. You know how we are in the link, man.
Biggest irony on this planet if Atlanta somehow beats you guys?
Bro, you know what?
That'd be karma. Convincing me to take Atlanta.
I was actually looking ahead of the game this week, and I was like, man, you see if ATL fucking wins this game, bro.
Yeah. You guys should just retire.
We should retire?
They do have a good defense, like you said.
They only allowed 18 points.
Saquon legacy game coming up. So
every game's a Saquon legacy game this year.
Do they have a good defense or not, bro? Like, can you tell me?
The Falcons have good defenders on their defense.
So are you sure he's going to have a legacy game?
Well, the Chargers had good defenders on the team for years, and they just can't play defense.
Exactly. A lot of teams have that.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, Sonny. Yeah. You use them in Madden. They have stars all over the field on defense. I don't know.
Well, I know one thing. Jalen Hurts is going to be throwing against a better secondary.
I don't know. Packers
defense. You got fucking Justin Simmons, AJ Terrell, Boyd and shit. Boyd. We literally had last week we had an episode. It's all there. Y'all saying, they're nice.
They do have a nice secondary, but a secondary doesn't stop the run, brother.
I'm talking about Jalen Hurts is going to be throwing against that.
That's fine, bro. Saquon's going to rush for 300 yards.
Okay, relax, bro.
He is. He's dropping another
run for? Was it like 120 or some shit?
Stop 300.
He had 3 touchdowns, though.
You said he was going to have none. You were talking about, brother, you're talking about booty pushes and shit.
Brother, you were in that.
I was in what?
You were in that.
I was in what?
You were in that conversation. You were in that conversation.
I didn't say I wasn't. I don't understand. I'm confused.
What is this guy talking about, bro?
No, I'm confused. What do you mean by that, though?
You were backing Derrick Henry as well.
What the fuck? I did not say that Derrick Henry was going to have a better season than Saquon Barkley, though.
Oh, my God.
Let's just clarify. I'm the one. That's it, Saquon.
Yo, you think I was saying the same thing as you and Devin?
You weren't a part of that?
Bro, we all were sitting here, yes.
Okay. That was wrong.
Why are you
so perplexed, huh? You're wrong like 50 times a day. Imagine if I reacted like this. Imagine if I acted like this. I wouldn't get through my fucking day.
What,
bro? Are
you
fucking serious right now?
Oh, my God. You want to have memory talks with me? Huh?
I do have a
really good... Mr. Banks?
I do have really good memory, though.
Lloyd Banks?
I have really good memory.
Oh, yeah. I fucking bet. You and memory.
Ask AK.
Yeah, let's ask AK who forgets everything.
Yeah.
Why? Who has a good memory?
Yeah.
Do you think I have a terrible memory?
Not terrible, no.
I'm just late. I'm just fucking tardy. All right, bro. You gotta beef about this shit. I'm Saquon Barkley.
I ain't beefing you, bro.
I don't want to beef with you, brother.
You're right.
You're always right.
Absolutely nothing.
No, you're
150.
You are absolutely
150.
Okay, sure.
150.
I got more dudes.
150. You got more dudes?
Trying to kill me.
Whoa.
The fuck is wrong with you guys?
Whoa.
Yeah, what I tell you about that O-line, though?
Who's O-line?
Philly. What did I tell you
about that? They did good, bro.
Did they do good? Did that center do good? Jason Kelce ain't there. Y'all can't do the touch push no more.
We don't need to. We have Saquon.
That's why they picked up Saquon.
Brandon, come on.
I've watched it, Sonny. I saw the game, bro.
I know Saquon's good. I'm not saying anything against Saquon. But that tush push is gone.
We don't
need it. You not having that center.
We don't need that.
It's not there.
We don't need it, though.
That Juergens shit? No. No.
Yeah, not. He doesn't have the same intensity of Kelce.
Yeah, he's not Kelce.
He's not, though. He's just a hillbilly.
Y'all got Saquon.
I don't know why you're trying to amp him up and stuff. That was pretty crazy, man.
All right, I give his grade for that game a C-. But he's in school, he's learning.
Bro, he like literally gave y'all some fumbles and then he fucked up the touch push for you guys.
Yeah, that early snap shit pissed me off.
That's a wrap for this week.
Yeah, we got all the games. You already know what it is.
Keep it locked in for next week. Good luck.
Go Bears. Go Bears.
Meaning.
Yeah.
And Patriots.